Stuart, how can I help you?
Yes, Kat, please.
Kat is not in right now. I can take a message.
This is Bob from RDI. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. She was looking for a European cut, a 65-pointer.
Okay.
We found a KVS2 GIA certified for 1,024. It's not in my inventory, so if she'd like it, she needs to call me back as soon as possible, and we can probably get it to her by Thursday.
Okay. Well, she's not in until tomorrow. I can definitely let her know, though, that you called.
Is Justin in? Would he know about this particular call?
I'm not totally sure, but I can definitely ask him.
Okay. All right. Let me know.
What? Sorry?
You want to talk to him now, or do you want me to hold?
Yep. I'm just gonna put you on a brief hold. It'll just be
okay.
In a few minutes.
Thanks.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just going through some bullshit with my wife on this. She had a large kidney stone that had to be blasted and got an infection, and she was in the hospital for 4 days. She got back, and now she's back up there again. And it looks like they're going to do the final cleanup on Thursday now, so it's only going to be, you know, a couple more days up there, which thankfully will be done with it forever, I hope, at that point.
Yeah,
but yeah. The freaking stone. Now, you know, most times when people pass a stone, they're like, you know, a big one is maybe the size of a piece of rice or something like that.
Yeah.
Hers was, if you glued two quarters together, about 3 centimeters by 1 centimeter. I never heard of anything that big in a kidney. Holy God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was she just absolutely miserable?
Well, you know what? She didn't even know she had it. It was, but it caused an infection. And so when they were doing a CAT scan on her, they said, wow, look at this thing. And they said that where it was, it probably wouldn't move, so she wouldn't ever have a chance to try to pass it. Obviously, you're not going to pass something that big anyways.
Right.
But what they told her, they're jagged, you know, they're roughed edge and everything, and so they breed bacteria and cause infections.
Okay.
And they said that that's the reason why they really should get it out of there. And, yeah, she's telling me that she was looking at the paperwork when she went in to have it blasted. It's lithro something or other. I don't know what the hell it's called. But it's it looks like an overhead projector that, you know, she basically are on a table and they blast away at it. She said they blasted it 2,500 times.
Wow.
I said, they went at you with a jackhammer.
Man.
Yeah.
Who's keeping track of that? Do they have someone in the corner that their page is to track?
They count it because somebody with one of those
clicker
little clickers in their hands. Yeah, and so, yeah, it's funny because my wife is my opposite when it comes to things like she's had both knees and both hips replaced. And, of course, before she has anything done, she's got to go online and look at the actual surgeries and what they do and everything. The last thing I want to do is see that because I won't want to go in. And if you've ever seen how they do a hip or a knee, they're in there with chisels and hammers and shit like that. It's like, good Lord, it looks... I would be terrified. I couldn't do that.
My butcher's more gentle with the cow.
Yeah. I mean, I actually worked in the meat department at a grocery store when I was a kid once, and I saw what they did, and this stuff looks worse than that.
So she's
all in, and she was reading all the stuff, the reports and everything, and it's like, yeah, when I got to get something done, not just tell me where to be, knock me out and wake me up when it's over. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. Oh,
So anyways, so apparently Kat had called in looking for an odd diamond, a Euro cut, and they found something in a that sounds pretty close. It's not quite as yellow as the first one. So I didn't know if she'd want to get this one in or not. The price is right. But okay. The diamond, do you know, is it a match to something or is it a standalone?
This is a insurance replacement.
For?
So we still have to get the whole
the
ring
approval and everything.
To,
okay,
yeah.
All right. So this one was $1,024.
Okay.
And it's a GIA certified. It's funny on the cert, it's apparently it's a circular brilliant. It's called, but we were asking about a European cut. So it's a 65-pointer. It's a KVS2, so it's a little bit whiter.
Okay.
But, you know, it's got the measurements seem right, 595 by 591. And at 1,024, it seems pretty reasonable, I guess.
Okay. So is there a stock number for that if we want to
no
go ahead
because it's
order?
Not it's not in my inventory. You would just have to tell me to get it in.
Okay.
Again, if you tell me you want to get it in, it would just be a memo. We're not you know insisting that you buy it, but it's in somebody's. We found it from one of our vendors, and we would have to get it into us, and then we would send it to you. So I just need you to give me the go ahead if you want it. If you don't want it, that's fine too.
Okay. Yeah, I will have Kat put up the insurance estimate tomorrow, and then we'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon and let you know.
All right. I would normally tell people, you know, you may not be there when you call back, but my guess is that nobody else is looking for this. So,
right.
So you're probably okay. All right?
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Good luck to your wife.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.